Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
This station has been very kind to me, to all of us that have had the privilege to share our ideas and experience with this community. The owners have never shaped my thoughts or comments in any way except to remind us that radio is a family affair. That is, we need to keep it clean and civil. The result of this freedom for me is to be somewhat of a self-censor. I don't want to abuse this soapbox. In election cycles, while I'm happy to share my opinion of what would be best according to my values and analysis, I hesitate to support specific candidates on the air. But I have and will share my thought process about how I come to support various candidates. I especially want to speak to the congressional race for our district. Congressman Thompson, for whom I have enormous respect, has been redistricted. Due to no fault of his or ours, he will no longer represent us. I will miss his work for all of us, but Mr. Thompson left on a sour note for me. For someone who seemed to get that the more we leave partisan politics out of this discussion, the more we are willing to work together, he had to endorse his pick for replacement. I can't adequately express my disappointment with this patronizing act. Mr. Thompson, we Democrats are quite willing and able to interview those that are willing to run and come to some conclusion about who might best represent us. I don't know who you owed what, but I resent the anointment. This is not new to the local Democratic Party, but I assumed you were more mature than this. As far as I'm concerned, your choice is off the table. His track record, by the way, doesn't help him either. The rest of the pack is interesting, but don't conclude interesting with qualified. We have an activist running. We need someone with the ability to govern. That's what our reps do in Washington. They deal with the tedious and mundane work of trying to make government work for all of us. Once elected, they represent all of us, not just those who voted for them. We have a wealthy business person running. No prior experience in government, not even bothering to vote in many recent elections. She reminds me of Meg Whitman for governor. No government experience and start at the top. I have news for her. Government and business are not the same, nor should they be. In government, you need to be responsive to a wide variety of constituents, not to just the bottom line or your shareholders. But the idea of a qualified woman is important to me. My daughters are underrepresented. They still make less than a man for the same work. They still repopulate the planet and raise most of our kids. My recommendation is to do your homework. As far as I can tell, we've never sent a woman to Congress from this district. We have one running that is worth your research. I'm not going to anoint anyone because I, like Mike Thompson, do not have or deserve that power. But you do. Do your work. Maybe it's time to have a woman in the House from our district. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.